Hello.
Hello, this is Wendy with customer support returning your call.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see what this company was for because I had a charge on my credit card.
Okay. I work for a call center, so we handle customer support for many different companies, but I would be happy to do a search in our system to find out what you're being billed for.
Okay. Do you want me to give you a reference number? Would that help?
Is that a reference number off of, like, your card statement or where the charge is?
Yeah, off of my card statement.
No, ma'am. That would be a reference
okay.
number for your bank or card company. If I could start with your zip code and name, that'd be great.
Yes, it's 23168,
mm-hmm.
and it's Doris Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. And for security purposes, Ms. Lee, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last four digits of that card they charged, please.
Okay, it's 3542 West Pam Lane, Towano, Virginia, 23168.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yes, ma'am, I see where this originated on April the 18th. There was a survey that was completed online, and after
mm-hmm.
that survey, they offer a sweepstakes entry for the mixer, like one of those KitchenAid mixers, and along
mm-hmm.
with that, they offer a monthly membership to the Bites Hub. That is an app for your phone that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to use with that mixer
mm-hmm.
to help cut sugar and carb cravings.
Yeah, can you just cancel that order or give
okay.
me a number where I can call them because
okay.
I don't know where this came from.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I can help with that. Now, I would like to let you know that they do have a special going on right now. They're offering that monthly service, the app, at a $20 a month discounted rate. Would you be interested in that at all?
No, ma'am. I mean, I have the KitchenAid and I have, you know, the... I'm already on that thing. That's why I don't, you know, when you said KitchenAid, that's why I said this, I don't know, I'm going to have to call my bank to find it out, but I don't think this was me that ordered it because there's no reason for me to get a new KitchenAid.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It just shows me, it says mixer, and I know they've been advertising
right.
the big kitchen mixers lately. So,
right.
Okay. So we're not sure who did this. Is your email address dlee1778@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let's see here. Yeah, there wasn't a complete phone number on here. Just 757 is the only thing that was entered in for the phone number.
Oh, really?
So just that, yeah, just the area code is all that was put in there. Because
yeah.
all of this is done through a website, so, you know, they don't
right.
actually speak with anyone. They just put information there and then put the card number.
Yeah, they probably didn't have my phone number, but
right.
I'll get it. You need my phone number?
No, ma'am, that's fine. I don't need that information. What we'll do is going ahead and cancel out this account here on our end, and then have you already talked with your bank about that charge? Or?
No, I just
okay.
seen it just now, and that's why I was calling the number that was there, and then I was going to do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, bear with me just one moment, please.
Okay. That's nasty. This column's terrible.
All righty, I'm almost done. Okay, so what I did, I canceled out the account, and I notated that, you know, you called in with this being in your information stating that you did not place the order. I would advise that you, you know, do follow up with your card company. You can let them know
yeah.
that we've issued a refund of that
okay.
$59.89, so they'll see that within 3 to 5 business days as a credit back to the account that you have with them. But you may want to consider getting that card canceled and
right.
you know, getting a new
exactly.
one issued. Yeah, yeah, since you didn't
okay.
do this.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Our system will automatically generate an email confirmation about that refund for you. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to give you a confirmation number here over the phone.
Okay, I'm ready. I got it in.
Okay, it is C like Charlie, 920-593-595.
Okay, so C is in Charlie, 920-593-595.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.